Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, an opportunity for us to listen to God together. First, let's hear from the Bible. Romans chapter 15, verse 13. I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Hope is a slippery word, and so we need to be quite clear what Paul means by it. Normally, when we use the word hope, there's a maybe in our voice. That's to say, we're not confident about something. So when I say that I hope it will be sunny tomorrow, you know that I mean well and would love it to think that it will be sunny, but I also realise that it might not. Or if I say that I hope that the train will arrive on time, once again, you'll know that I'm not absolutely sure that that's what's going to happen. In order to understand Paul's use of the word hope, we need to get rid of any suggestion of doubt, because he was absolutely confident that the future was secure in God's hands. His future hope was built on the solid rock of Jesus' death and resurrection. He doesn't have any trace of doubt that what God has promised will come true. The language of confident hope was so important for the Christians in Rome. Their daily life as Christians was a continual battle. They were few in number and surrounded by a sea of cynicism and opposition. Paul knew that it was crucial that they should be inspired and strengthened by their hope in Christ. But his language is amazing. He doesn't merely suggest that they should be full of hope as they followed Christ. He goes much further by suggesting that they should overflow with hope. That is to say, that they wouldn't merely have enough hope to keep them going, but have hope to spare, to share with those around them. In our society, there are not many people who speak about hope these days as they look to the future. The normal language is one of threats and fears. But we need to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus and in the power of the Spirit to overflow with his hope. Let me pray with you. Holy Spirit, we invite you to fill us to overflowing with hope as we live in your strength today. Amen. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a copy of our free magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voiceofhope. God bless you.